WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
Welcome, everyone, to the broadcast of the Fort Recovery High School graduating class for 2023 as the Fort Recovery band, directed by Mr. Knuth, breaks out Pomp and Circumstance here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our broadcast today here on WPGW is being brought to you in part by the following community-minded sponsors. That would include Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, just down the road here from the high school, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Also by Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland, the former family dentistry of Dr. Thomas Banta. Vormore Family Dentistry, proud to be a sponsor of today's broadcast. Also brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. See Mr. Brian Bupp out there in the audience. He has a daughter, Audra, graduating today. Again, Fort Recovery Lumber, proudly serving our community for more than 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber with the finest in quality building materials and design assistance. Brought to you by Troy Roberts of Century 21 Advanced Realty, proud to be serving residents of Mercer and Jay Counties. Troy Roberts. Also brought to you by Mr. Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance and Brokerage. That's Chad Guggenbiller. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, as well as nearby Union City and Bern, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. Also being brought to you by Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery for the finest in, again, energy products. Depend on your friends at Wayne Oil. Brought to you by Cooper Farms, a major industry here in the Mercer County area. Cooper Farms, always proud to support Fort Recovery High School youth and youth of our communities. That's Cooper Farms. Also brought to you by the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Stop in and see them soon. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for all of your insurance needs, whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. You'll find that great lineup of New Holland and Kloss farm equipment and more at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also brought to you by Mr. Steve Vore at Vore's Welding and Steel. Steve is located just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49, Vore's Welding and Steel. Other sponsors of our broadcast today from the Fort Recovery High School, Fortside Fieldhouse, the St. Henry Bank, with many area locations, and they're proud to serve the Fort Recovery community, the St. Henry Bank. And by Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. He'd like to assist here with your auctioneering and real estate needs. That's Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. About half of the graduates have filed into their respective seats right now as Pomp and Circumstance continues. You're going to be hearing first Faith Wendell, who will be doing the invocation. She's the secretary of the class of 2023. That's Faith Wendell. Followed by the address from the valedictorian, Megan Knapke, and salutatorian, Isaac Lefevre. Then there'll be a couple of musical selections from the high school choir, In My Dreams and Bridge Over Troubled Water. Followed by the senior class video, which obviously you won't be able to see that. So during that time, I'm going to remind you who our sponsors are for the broadcast today. And we have excerpts from Mrs. Armstrong's farewell address that she gave to the students on Friday. Robin Armstrong retiring from the Fort Recovery High School after 34 years. Following that, there'll be the presentation of the class and remarks with Superintendent Larry Brown, and then a presentation of awards and diplomas with high school principal Tony Stahl. And then Fort Recovery High School alma mater will be presented at the end of the ceremony, followed by Chase Kaiser, the class vice president, giving the benediction. So that's kind of the lineup for today for the Fort Recovery High School graduation for the class of 2023. Again, the first voice you're going to be hearing is Faith Wendell, the high school class secretary, as she gives the invocation. Don't think I have time to read off all the graduates' names, but the first ones who will be receiving their diplomas include Megan Knapke, Isaac Lefever, Abby Knapke, Chase Kaiser, Elena Laux, Faith Wendell, Elizabeth Allig, Gavin Bargey, Wyatt Ben, Betsy Braun, Danielle Braun, Lydia Brunswick, Audra Bupp, Chloe Coleman, Megan Diller, and on it goes. So those are the first ones who will be receiving their diplomas in the ceremony today. I think the students are just about in now or concluding the pomp and circumstance. Again, first up will be Faith Wendell.
Bow your heads and remove your caps for a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, giving thanks for the achievements of these graduates and the blessings that have brought us to this moment. We ask for your continued guidance and strength as we move forward into the next phase of our lives. May we use our talents and knowledge to make a positive impact in the world, and may we never lose sight of the values and principles that have brought us to this point. We pray that you will surround us with love, support, and opportunities to grow and thrive. May this commencement be a time of joy, celebration, and gratitude. And may your blessings be upon us all. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Once again, that was Faith Wendell. Here's Mr. Stahl, high school principal.
Thank you, Faith Wendell, class secretary. I would like to welcome all of you to the commencement exercises of the class of 2023. We would like to start today's program by inviting our valedictorian, Megan Knapke, and our salutatorian, Isaac Lefever, to join us on stage. It is my pleasure to introduce your 2023 valedictorian, Megan Knapke.
Welcome, parents, teachers, friends, and family of the graduating class of 2023. First, I'd like to issue a huge thank you to the parents, teachers, and faculty for everything they've done for us over the years. I'd like to give a special shout out to Mr. Stahl and all of the teachers for guiding us over the years despite our constant antics. As a class, we've had our fair share of ups and downs, but looking back on it now, I can see clearly that our highs far outweighed our lows. We went through COVID together, suffered through geometry together, where we realized that we would actually have to do our homework at home, and even made it through a lot of ACT prep that we weren't excited about but definitely needed during our junior year. And despite all of that, we made more memories than I ever could have imagined over the last 4 years. As I stand here today, it's hard to fathom that just months ago, I was dancing to Baby by Justin Bieber with friends that felt like family for the very last time. No matter what the world threw at us, the class of 2023 never ceased to have fun and make memories. We cruised through each short year of high school, hoping to just get it over with and move on to the next. Little did we know how quickly it would really go. A wise character, Winnie the Pooh, once said, "We didn't realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun." This sums up the class of 2023 perfectly. Every day there was something new, and I am so grateful for that. Although we wanted to be done with it as quickly as possible, it really did fly by. I'll never forget Mrs. Obringer telling us that second semester seniors are the worst because we're so ready to graduate, but my fellow classmates and I would beg to differ. As the years have gone on, we've grown closer and more fond of each other, not only to one another, but to the faculty and staff who hopefully grew fonder of us too. We're obviously the best and definitely not ready to graduate. But in all seriousness, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss hearing the phone ring in calculus, knowing that Jacob forgot to remind Mrs. Osterlo to take fifth period attendance. I'm going to miss talking about anything and everything in anatomy, regardless of whether or not it was on topic. I'm going to miss trying to convince Mr. Vasey to give us the brownies that he still owes us, by the way, and successfully convincing Mrs. Schlater to let us listen to just one more Alvaro Soler song, and of course, watch the music video. But most of all, I'm going to miss my fellow graduates. We've been through so much together and probably made fun of each other too many times to count, but as all of our teachers said leading up to high school, we really are the best class FRHS has ever had. I am so grateful for what Fort Recovery High School has taught me, both inside and outside of class. The memories we made here are unforgettable, and I will cherish them for a lifetime. Before we all go our separate ways, I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my congratulations to each and every one of my fellow classmates. We finally achieved what we've been dreaming of ever since elementary school, but now we're on to bigger and better dreams. I could try to be inspirational, but C.S. Lewis said it best, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." So I encourage all of you, find a new dream and stick with it. If it doesn't work out, move on to the next thing. There will always be something out there for you, and I hope that each of you will achieve your dreams and become the very best you can be. Congratulations and thank you to the graduating class of 2023. It is now my pleasure to introduce Salutatorian Isaac Lefevre.
Bear with me, I'm not that great at public speaking. However, I am incredible at speaking in public. So good that my mom often tells me to stop. She claims it's because I talk too much, but I believe she just wants to keep my gift hidden. That's besides the point. Now, I believe that everything has a slogan or a motto, whether you realize it or not. You can come up with one for just about anything. For example, schools have mottos. Notre Dame has multiple, including God, Country, Notre Dame. See, Dad, I told you I'd throw it in there somewhere. Now I feel that I should give one to the class of 2023. So the slogan that I came up with is pride, excellence, and some really great ideas. Now, if you're wondering why the emphasis on great, I'll get to that in a second. First, pride. Through the many years this great group has been, we've done many things that we take pride in. We take pride in our sports, our projects, our activities, such as our success in FFA competitions, or getting first team, second team, or honorable mention All-MAC in sports. There are so many examples, but that would take too long. So I'll just say that I take pride in being a part of this amazing group. And I think that everyone here graduating also takes pride in this group. Next, excellence. We all have succeeded in school. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. When it comes to our activities and achievements, we succeed and have a winning mentality. We strive for excellence. Our grades were all pretty good. I have one specific memory about someone commenting on our excellence. So after first semester of freshman year, I remember walking into Mrs. Luthman's eighth period English class. Sitting by her desk was then Principal Mr. Overla. I was scared as to what was going to come next. He started off by saying congratulations, which made us all feel good. Then came the next sentence, and I quote, "You weren't the smartest bunch, but..." Then continued by telling us that no one failed that semester, and that we were one of the first classes in a while to do so. We're all on the lower end of the scale, but that's besides the point. That is what I call excellence. We continued that trend for the next 4 years, and it led us here. Finally, some really great ideas. The reason I put emphasis on the word great is because it's a matter of perspective. To some, they were sincerely great ideas, and to others, not so much. One example I'd like to share comes from sophomore year. This idea had been planned for a while prior, and now it was the day for the execution. We decided it would be funny to park the wrong way in the gravel lot. You're parked this way now, we decided to park that way. Spoiler alert, some people didn't think so. We had to move the cars at lunchtime, but we just kept on laughing about it. When talking about memories with peers, this is a common example of some funny memories, along with an unnamed classmate saying that he breathed H2O in Mrs. Follenkamp's 8th grade science class. Now, as we go our separate ways, I urge you to never stop being you. Take pride in what you do, strive for excellence, and have the occasional great idea. Take the memories that you have and the lessons that you've learned from here and carry them with you wherever you go. It reminds me of a quote, one said by Abraham Lincoln. In this quote, he stays broad while also giving specific instructions. This quote applies to all of you. I'll say it in a second, but first, I am very proud to be a part of this group and couldn't have asked for a better one. Now it's almost time to go, and I say to you, just as Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you both for your address to your classmates. At this time, we would like to present these awards to you. Megan Kanapke will be receiving her valedictorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Would you please help me in recognizing the hard work of our valedictorian, Megan Kanapke? And our salutatorian, Isaac Lefevre, is the recipient of his salutatorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Congratulations, Isaac. Thank you. At this time, the high school choir will now be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing In My Dreams by Albrecht and Outhouse and Bridge Over Troubled Water, arranged by Shaw. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fort Recovery High School Choir, under the direction of Mrs. Evers West Curtis.
In this place, at this moment in time, if you show me a mountain, then you know I'm gonna want to climb. Cause I'm looking toward tomorrow and setting a goal. If I trust in myself, I'm gonna take control.
My
nice job there by the choir. Isaac Lefevre was your soloist there.
I'll be your bridge, your troubled water. When you're down,
when you're down,
I will carry you like a bridge, your troubled water. I will lay me down.
once again, Isaac Lefevre, the soloist there, for those two wonderful selections.
Mrs. Evers, Wes Curtis, for that great performance this afternoon. At this time in the program, we are going to turn down the lights and enjoy a contribution that comes from our students. These are reflections brought to us throughout the 2023 senior year video produced by Mrs. Horseman and Mr. Vasey.
So while we have the video, which you folks can't see, let me remind you who our sponsors are of the broadcast today here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. You're listening to a broadcast of the Fort Recovery High School graduation for the class of 2023. Our broadcast sponsors for this broadcast today here on WPGW Radio include Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH dealer and Kubota dealer. Also, Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland, the former office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Dr. Kim Vormore. Also, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community and the area for more than 100 years with the finest in building materials, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. By Troy Roberts of Century 21, Advanced Realty, proudly serving residents of Jay and Mercer counties, that's Troy Roberts. By Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage, Mr. Chad Guggenbiller. By Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, and also nearby Union City and Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Also brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Our broadcast today of the Fort Recovery High School graduation, also brought to you by Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery. By Cooper Farms, always proud of the Fort Recovery area youth, and congratulating the high school seniors on their graduation today. By the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, for all of your insurance needs, it's Fort Recovery Insurance. By Steve Vore at Vore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49, Vore's Welding and Steel. By the St. Henry Bank, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community. And by Mr. Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, that's Adrian Gruby. Again, we thank all of these great sponsors for making it possible for us to broadcast Fort Recovery High School graduation ceremony for the class of 2023. Also, I thought you might enjoy, and I'm probably not going to have time to play it all, but here's a segment of the farewell address that Mrs. Robin Armstrong gave to the class at the award ceremony on Friday. Here's Mrs. Armstrong, retiring after 34 years.
So I want to share a couple of thoughts. I hope some of them will find a place in your heart that you can carry with you as you head out on your new adventure. I'm going to start with a true story. 21-year-old Luke Gabriel Byrd, midshipman second class at the U.S. Naval Academy, was participating in a semester abroad program in the country of Chile at the Arturo Pratt Naval Academy. The junior was hiking with a student from that school near a waterfall when he reportedly lost his footing and fell over the waterfall. He died and is buried in the U.S. Naval Academy cemetery. So why the sad tale? It's because of the words Luke spoke as the president of his senior class at his high school graduation. These are his words, which I think express my thoughts and what I would hope for you to aspire to. Luke said, "All of your education, your experiences, your training, they were not for you. They were for your future families, your coworkers, your country, and for those you will help and support. The most important people in our lives are the ones whom we can look at and say, my life is better because of what you have done for me."
Some of the comments from Mrs. Armstrong.
Thank you. I would like to thank Mrs. Horseman and Mr. Vasey for all their hard work on putting together the senior video this year. At this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of schools, who will present the class.
Wow, what an exciting day for all of us. And I just want to share on behalf of the Fort Recovery Local School District, I offer congratulations to the graduates of 2023 on your graduation today. I personally wish you all good luck as you venture out and choose to remain in the area, venture out to other parts of the state, our country, or even the world. So good luck to all of you. It is now my pleasure to welcome the next superintendent of Fort Recovery Schools, Mr. Tony Stahl.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. All right, graduates. Good afternoon. I would like to welcome our esteemed faculty members, proud parents, honored guests, and most importantly, the incredible class of 2023, you all sitting before me here this afternoon. It is with great pride that I stand before you today as your principal, witnessing this remarkable moment in your lives, the culmination of years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance. This day is a testament to your unwavering commitment to education, personal growth, and the pursuit of excellence. And I extend my warmest congratulations to each and every one of you. Graduation marks a significant milestone, a moment of transition and transformation. As you stand on the threshold of this new chapter, I encourage you to reflect on the incredible journey that brought you here. Remember the challenges that you overcame, the knowledge you gained along the way, and the friendships you cultivated during your time here at Fort Recovery High School. Cherish the memories, for they will forever be a significant part of your lives. In fact, take a moment to look around. There is a high likelihood that you all will never be in the same room again with all of your classmates. So my first small word of advice for today is that during this time, as you celebrate with family and friends and attend numerous graduation parties, is to be sure to slow down and take time to really appreciate those that have been a part of your lives for the last 4 years, because it won't always be like this. Throughout your time in our educational community, you have undoubtedly received some assistance along the way to get to this point. Education is truly a team sport, and you have all been nurtured, guided, and inspired by several people during your time here. Whether that's been your parents, a trusted friend, a teacher, or a coach, the point is that you have had some help along the way, and you would do well to remember that. These individuals have dedicated themselves to nurturing your individual talents over the years, and I strongly encourage you to express your deepest gratitude for their role in shaping your future. A simple thank you is such a small but extremely powerful act that each and every one of you can do today. And while it is important to show gratitude to those that have helped you during your high school years, it is important to also understand that you are at the beginning of another journey. That leads me to my second piece of advice for this afternoon, and that is to continue and seek out the assistance of others. That could be a mentor that helps you navigate your future professional careers, an experienced coworker that will help train you at a new job, or perhaps simply a call back home to mom or dad when you hit a few bumps in the road. The point is, life is full of challenges and unknowns and difficult circumstances, and if you have people you can lean on for help, you are in a much better position to be successful. With that being said, my final small piece of advice for you seniors is to expect adversity, but don't focus on it. The odds are actually against you, so don't be surprised when things don't go your way. Instead, focus on what you could be doing to improve versus complaining about all the obstacles in your way. It's important to learn from your mistakes, fix what didn't work, and try again. Success is where opportunity meets preparation. And of all those three things, you can only control your preparation. So take time to invest in yourself both mentally and physically. Challenge yourself by setting goals, trying new experiences, and always be ready for what might be next. You never know what opportunity might come your way, so you always need to be prepared. Focus your efforts internally, and you will be rewarded in the long term. In conclusion, I'd like to say what a humbling experience it has been to be your principal, even with our parking shenanigans, right, Isaac, from a couple of years ago. As I look around the room, it is a special feeling to be a small part of something much larger. It takes a lot of people to raise such high character individuals such as yourselves. Obviously, you all, as hardworking and determined students, the guidance of our knowledgeable and caring faculty and staff, and of course, your loving and supportive parents. We all work together to get you where you are today. Don't forget that. Your success is usually the cumulative efforts of a lot of people. Bring that with you as you enter the world, and don't forget where you come from and the people that have helped you. And remember to pay it forward. The world is a much better place when you do. The future is very bright for you, class of 2023, and I am extremely proud of all of you. I wish you nothing but the best, and congratulations. And speaking of accomplishments, we are proud of a lot of the accomplishments of the class of 2023. We have a few awards to give out here this afternoon, and these students have been very successful in the classroom, in co-curricular activities, and in extracurricular activities. We have already presented numerous awards to the class at the academic, music, and athletic ceremonies earlier this spring. Today, we add to that list with a number of scholarships and special awards. Presenting the awards today are Mr. Larry Brown, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Don Wendell, President of the Board of Education. We will begin with a number of special awards at this time. Each year, we award a boys and girls athletic key based on total athletic participation. And this year's athletic key winners are Kale Rammel and Audra Bupp. Let's give these other winners a big round of applause. It is now time to award the activity key to the student who has been the most active and has shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and other extracurricular activities. A point system is used to determine the recipient of this award each year. The activity key is awarded to one boy and one girl in the senior class. The winners of the activity keys for the 2023 school year are Chase Kaiser and Megan Kanapke. Let's congratulate the activity key winners one more time. Congratulations, Megan and Chase. This time, we would also like to recognize a couple of other groups of students. So would all students who will be receiving an honors diploma today please stand and be recognized. These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic or career technical honors diploma. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club awarded each honors diploma recipient a flash drive on Friday at the awards ceremony. Congratulations to this group. At this time, would all students in the National Honor Society please stand and be recognized? These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service throughout the school year. Let's congratulate our National Honor Society members for a big year and a great job for all the things that they do in our school. So congratulations to those guys. It is now time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremony today. And at this time, I'd like to ask high school science teacher, Mrs. Robin Armstrong, to come up to the stage for the scholarship presentations.
Good afternoon. Our seniors have worked very hard on their scholarship applications all year, and it's my pleasure to share some of those winners with you today. Students, if you are announced as a scholarship winner, please stand and face the crowd. Award letters and/or certificates have been placed in the envelopes under your chairs. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all of these students have been recognized. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture on to the next part of their education. This year's scholarship recipients are: the Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Ross Pearson. There are two Richard and Norvita Hildbold scholarships. Those recipients are Megan Kanapke and Paul Holman. Stay standing till I'm done with my list here. The Dr. Diana Meyering Zitter Medical goes to Isaac Lefevre. The Bob Freemeyer Alumni goes to Elizabeth Allig. And the six Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarships go to Faith Wendell, Miranda Metzger, Chase Kaiser, Megan Diller, Abby Kanapke, Megan Metzger. Please join me in giving these Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarship recipients a round of applause. Now you can be seated. Now you can sit down, Ross. The next group of scholarships are managed through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. This group of winners is hearing the good news for the very first time today. Again, I ask that the students being recognized stand and face the crowd and the audience hold their applause until all of the winners have been announced. Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial, Chase Kaiser and Bo Tin, Arnold and Eugenia Beimer, Ethan Evers, Jim and Charlene Bupp Memorial, Miranda Metzger, Josh and Eric Fort Camp Memorial, and the Mercer Electric Scholarship, Landon Post, Les Johnson Memorial, and the Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand, Ross Pearson, David Bupp Memorial, and the Christian Fullenkamp Memorial, Carson Seifring, Travis Fullenkamp Memorial, Brady Timmerman, Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial, Elizabeth Allig, Walter and Kathleen Hemmelgarn, Lydia Brunswick, Linus and Gilletta Hilskamp Memorial, Megan Kanapke and Ethan Evers, Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial, Megan Kanapke, Sawyer Overman Memorial, Bo Tin, John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship, Jacob Hartke, Bo Tin, Miranda Metzger, Megan Metzger, Damon Klinke Memorial, Elena Will, and Caitlin Weitzel, Dr. James Vaughn Memorial, Jacob Heitkamp, Carolyn Vaughn Memorial, Faith Wendell, Norb Metzger Memorial, Kale Rammel, Joe Werling Memorial, Ava Shane, Lamar Shoemaker Memorial, Abby Kanapke, Howard Berry Memorial, Megan Diller, Bob Freemeyer Mathematics, Jacob Heitkamp, and the Ronald Shoemaker Memorial goes to Chase Kaiser. Let's give these Fort Recovery Community Foundation Scholarship winners a round of applause. The following students received these awards from the Mercer County Civic Foundation earlier this month: Terry Bidlack Memorial, Audra Bupp, John and Ruth Houts, Elena Laux, Virginia Baker Frankie Music, Isaac Lefevre, Joe S. Meyering Memorial, Megan Kanapke, Isaac Lefevre, Sophia Pearson, Dick Stogler Cooper, Faith Wendell, Mary Alice Bruns, Alexis Wendell, Operation Freedom Support, and the Parker and Margaret Snyder Nursing Scholarship, Abigail Kanapke, Coldwater Eagles,
Miranda Metzger, Megan Metzger, Faith Wendell, the Fred Borger Scholarship, Carson Seifring. And the final group of winners are from our remaining independent local scholarship donors. Our teachers' union, the Fort Recovery Education Association, is awarding scholarships to Chase Kaiser, Isaac Lefevre, and Abby Knapke. The Franklin B. Walter All-Scholastic Award goes to Chase Kaiser. Mercer County DARE Boosters, Megan Metzger. Med Foundation of Mercer County, Faith Wendell, Megan Knapke, and Abby Knapke. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce Charles and Ruth Raby Memorial, the OSU Alumni Association of Mercer County, and the Tyler Mesher Memorial, Chase Kaiser. Pheasants Forever, the Mercer County Action Club, Wayne Healthcare, and the University Women's Club of Mercer County, Abby Knapke. WOW Scholarship, Ava Shane, and Bo Tin. Psi Iota Xi Sorority, Bo Tin, Chase Kaiser, and Isaac Lefevre. Lightsoul Family Foundation, Ethan Evers. Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, Abby Knapke and Megan Metzger. Daughters of Isabella and the Precision Strip Scholarship, Alexandra Engelhart. Fort Recovery Banking Center, Park National Bank, Jacob Hartke and Chase Kaiser. Fort Recovery Community Club, Paul Stogler Memorial, Faith Wendell. Fort Recovery Ministerial Association, Betsy Braun, Faith Wendell, Abby Knapke, and Mackenzie Kaffenberger. Fort Recovery High School Scholastic Bowl and the Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club, Paul Homan. Carson Scholar Award and FRHS Art Club, Elena Laux. FRHS Drama Club, Chase Kaiser. Shane Long Memorial, Kale Rammel. V.H. Cooper, Cooper Farms, Megan Metzger, Ethan Evers, Lindsay Wendell, Jennifer Littmer, Megan Diller, Megan Knapke, Allison Fullenkamp, Caitlin Weitzel, Faith Wendell. FRHS Student Council, American Red Cross Blood Drive, Faith Wendell and Chase Kaiser. Rachel Rue Brackman Scholarship, Ross Pearson and Lydia Brunswick. Salina Education Association and Wendelline Sports Club, Elena Will. Salina Moose Lodge, Caitlin Weitzel. Wabash Mutual Telephone, Allison Fullenkamp, Sophia Pearson, and Faith Wendell. Fort Recovery VFW Auxiliary, Brady Timmerman. Mercer County Track Spirit and FRHS Spanish Club, Megan Diller. And Fort Recovery High School Vocational Grants go to Betsy Braun, Madison Guggenbiller, Elena Laux, Luke Meyer, Mackenzie Steinbruner, Lindsay Wendell. Please join me in giving these students a round of applause. In addition to these local awards, many of these students have received scholarships from their respective universities and other county and state organizations. The complete list of scholarships will be printed in the local newspapers in the coming weeks. On behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to the local foundations, as well as our community organizations, families, and individuals for their generosity as they have contributed approximately $155,000 to our seniors today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Armstrong. At this time, we would like to recognize a couple of other groups of individual students, and I would like all graduates who will be furthering their education by entering either a 2 or 4 year college, trade school, diploma program, or project search to please stand and be recognized. These students will become the next electricians, teachers, designers, engineers, business and medical professionals, and so much more. On behalf of the faculty and staff here at Fort Recovery High School, we wish you the best of luck with your future studies. Another group that we'd like to recognize are the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation. Would you please stand? The contributions this group will make to manufacturing, agriculture, healthcare, and many other areas will help keep Fort Recovery and Mercer County strong and continue to thrive long into the future. We wish you all the best and congratulations. At this time in our ceremony, we'd like to honor two students that are unfortunately unable to be with us here today. On October 24th, 2015, the class of 2023 lost classmate Wyatt Shauver due to injuries sustained in an auto accident. He is the son of David and Kathy and the twin of Zane Shauver. On December 5th, 2019, another very special member of our graduating class passed away, Ava Kramer, the daughter of Clint and Nikki Kramer. In honor of both students, the Ava Kramer Memorial Fund has donated purple cords to all seniors to wear during our commencement exercises today. The senior class officers are presenting Wyatt and Ava's families with a flower, graduation cap and gown, and an honorary diploma. Would you please join me in a moment of silence as our senior class officers deliver these to their families? Thank you. On behalf of the Board of Education, the class of 2023, and the Fort Recovery staff and teachers, we extend our sincerest sympathy, trusting that remembrance by so many friends will bring you comfort. At this time, students, we would like to get to the part of today's program that you've all been waiting for, the awarding of diplomas. So at this time, awarding diplomas with me today are Mr. Larry Brown and the President of the Board of Education, Mr. Don Wendell. The other board members today are recognizing the graduates today, are Ann Guggenbiller, Sean Collig, Jake Kanapke, and Nick Workham. School board members, Mr. Brown, and the audience gathered here today, these students who are receiving diplomas have successfully completed the graduation requirements of Fort Recovery High School and the state of Ohio, and it is my pleasure to present them to you. Would the first row please stand and come forward? Our first diploma we are awarding today is Megan Rose Kanapke. Isaac Michael Lefevre. Abigail Lynn Kanapke. Chase Robert Kaiser. Elena Lynn Laux. Faith Marie Wendell. Elizabeth Diane Allig. Gavin C. Bargey. Wyatt Edward Binn. Betsy Rose Braun. Danielle Dorothy Braun. Lydia Louise Brunswick. Audra Nichelle Bupp. Chloe Marie Coleman. Megan Patricia Diller. Nung Ui Nao Do. Alexandra Denise Engelhart. Jackson Thomas Irvin. Ethan Allen Evers. Maya Neve Fisher. Nikki Joe Froning. Allison Bailey Fullenkamp. Wyatt James Grover. Madison Ava Guggenbiller. Mackenzie Jane Hart. Jacob Dennis Hartke. Jacob Henry Heikamp. Alex Keith Heiser. Paul Anthony Homan. Brooklyn Marie Judy. Mackenzie Joe Kaffenberger. Emma C. Keller. Grace Elizabeth Klingshern. Parker David Klingshern.
Parker right there, go there.
Peter Thomas Klingshern.
There you go. Keep going, Parker. Nice job.
Derek R. Leonards. Jacob T. Littmer. Jennifer Joe Littmer. Luke Stephen McCain. Megan Esther Metzger. Miranda Rose Metzger. Luke E. Meyer. Vian Vu Wing. Tucker Michael Overman. Daniel Joseph Patch. Ross Stephen Pearson. Sophia May Pearson. Landon Paul Post. Kale Frederick Rammel. Caleb Julian Rammel. Ava J. Shane. Caleb V. Shaneline. Zane Thomas Shalver. Carson Alex Seifring. Caleb Allen Sechrist. Amy Nicole Stammen. Mackenzie Marie Steinbrenner. Beau Jeffrey Tin. Brady Elise Timmerman. Isaac Daniel Timmerman. Caitlin Marie Weitzel. Alexis Mary Wendell. Lindsay Ann Wendell. Elena Marie Will. And Taylor Ann Will. Would the graduating class of 2023 please stand? Audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School, the graduated class of 2023. You may turn your tassels. Congratulations, class. At this time, I please ask that everyone stand as we will be singing our Fort Recovery High School's alma mater. The words are on the back of your program, so without further ado, please join the band and choir in performing our alma mater.
Choir members making their way to their positions to help lead the graduates and the audience in the alma mater here for Fort Recovery High School.
Thank you, band and choir, for that awesome performance. You are all invited to greet the graduates outside after the recessional. The graduates will proceed out of the gymnasium first, followed by the board, administration, and staff. The rest of the audience may be dismissed when the band's recessional is complete. Thank you for attending this year's 2023 commencement exercise. The vice president for the class of 2023, Chase Kaiser, will now give the benediction.
Please bow your heads. As we come to the end of this academic journey, I'd like to offer a benediction, a final blessing, as we embark on our next chapter of our lives. May you always remember the lessons you have learned, the challenges you have faced, and the friendships you have made here at FRHS. May these experiences shape you into resilient, compassionate, and courageous individuals who seek to make a positive impact on the world. May you have the wisdom to make good choices, the courage to pursue your dreams, and the perseverance to overcome any obstacle that may come your way. May you find joy and fulfillment in your chosen paths, and may you never lose sight of your passions and the things that bring you happiness. May you always be surrounded by love, support, and encouragement from your family, friends, and community as you journey through life. May you always remember the importance of gratitude, kindness, and humility. And finally, may you use your talents and abilities to serve others and make the world a better place. Congratulations, graduates. I look forward to hearing of the great things you will do in the future, and I'm glad to have ridden this first journey of all of our lives with you all.
With the benediction from Chase Kaiser, that does end the ceremony for today as the students are getting ready to depart the Forsyth Fieldhouse. School board and Superintendent Larry Brown, high school principal Tony Stahl will be accompanying them as well. I want to remind you before we part our ways here, our sponsors who made it possible for us to be here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse today to bring you the Fort Recovery graduation. That would include Hall Brothers Incorporated, Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Troy Roberts of Century 21 Advanced Realty, Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance and Brokerage, Calp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Wayne Oil, Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Vores Welding, the St. Henry Bank, and Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Thanks to all of those fine sponsors, again, for providing support so that we can broadcast the Fort Recovery graduation here today. The class of 2023, the ceremony has been concluded. Now it's on to the graduation parties and the well-wishers for these high school graduates of Fort Recovery High School. A nice group of individuals. I believe I counted 66 going through graduation today here at Fort Recovery. Just a reminder, coming up, we're going to split our AM station off to coverage of the Indianapolis 500 time trials this afternoon. That'll be at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Also, we're going to catch up with Blackford's senior class in about 45 minutes, as we'll have the Blackford High School Senior Honors Program coming up at 4 o'clock at 100.9 on your FM dial. Thanks to Nate Crispin, who's been our studio this afternoon. He's done a very fine job. Thanks, Nate, for all you do. And again, stay tuned for Ed Thurman coming your way from Blackford High School in about 45 minutes. Thanks to the folks here at Fort Recovery who make our job easy in helping us with our arrangements to do the broadcast, including Fort Recovery High School Principal Tony Stahl. And Cheryl Winning is always very helpful for us as well. Holly Gann and so forth. The whole crew here. Superintendent Larry Brown. Of course, Larry is retiring at the end of this year. We want to wish him the very best in his next endeavor. So, from the Forsyth Fieldhouse and for the class of 2023, I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon, everyone.